a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
The hearings for Amy Coney Barrett.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is powered through a full day of testimony, and the vote is expected tomorrow on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. 22 senators each got 20 minutes to speak today, and this morning Utah's Mike Lee asked Judge Barrett about her personal beliefs and legal decisions.
You said, quote, if there is ever a conflict between a judge's personal conviction and that judge's duty under the rule of law, it is never permissible for that judge to follow their personal convictions in the decision of the case rather than what the law requires. You still stand by that statement?
I do.
Softball question. Democrats have been critical of Judge Barrett's answers, some saying she's been evasive about where she stands on Roe v. Wade and Obamacare, but it's just about a foregone conclusion. This nominee will be approved by the Judiciary Committee as early as tomorrow. And this afternoon, we got an idea of how the confirmation hearings are impacting the judge's children. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, on this last day of questioning, we got a glimpse of how the hearing is affecting Judge Barrett's personal life. During testimony, she called the confirmation process excruciating.
People are going to say horrible things, you know, that your entire life will be combed over, that you'll be mocked, you know, that your children will be attacked.
If all goes according to the Republicans' plan, confirmation hearings will wrap up tomorrow and Judge Barrett will be confirmed before Election Day. First Lady Melania Trump says her 14-year-old son Barron has now tested positive for coronavirus. He had tested negative after both of his parents tested positive earlier this month, but subsequent testing shows Barron has also come down with COVID-19. Mrs. Trump says he's not experiencing any symptoms. President Trump is touting his economic record in a virtual remark to several economics clubs. He's working to draw a stark contrast to Democratic policies. Now, the president says a vaccine will be a big factor in defeating COVID-19, but he says he believes the pandemic is rounding the turn with or without a vaccine.
We must allow lower-risk Americans to resume normal activity. The unscientific lockdowns pushed by left-wing politicians are needlessly destroying millions of lives.
The president's statement comes as coronavirus cases rise in more than half of the U.S. states. And former President Joe Biden is holding a virtual fundraiser from Wilmington, Delaware, and delivering pre-taped remarks to Americans Muslims. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:03. The pandemic is getting some people off their couches. Todd Fuchs with the story.
Jeff, it's been a big motivation to get outside and get moving, whether it's walking or riding bikes. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has one family story.
There have been fewer cars on Utah roads during the pandemic, but more bicycles on bike trails. Tristan West told KSL-TV she used to be in the car all the time, but her 8-year-old son Jason, who's nonverbal, loves riding around in the family's new cargo bike.
Anytime we're on the bike, he gets a big smile on his face and he just squeals and he just babbles and he makes everyone smile as they're passing by because he's like, woo!
The Utah Department of Transportation says some bike trails are seeing triple the traffic they did a year ago, and there's been a similar increase in walking traffic. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Europe is in the middle of a coronavirus second wave. Hotspots in the UK, Spain, France, and the Czech Republic. Those outbreaks are reporting thousands of new daily cases. ABC's Ian Pinnell in London.
The scientists are insistent that it's the bars, the clubs, the places where people get together, the noise level rises, people start shouting, people start singing, and certainly young people in particular start doing other things, and that spreads the virus. And of course, they then go home.
Doctors are seeing higher peaks this time around, with cases spreading from the young to the old. And health officials in Salt Lake County say now is not the time to be visiting elderly loved ones face-to-face, with COVID-19 hospitalizations on the rise. They're hoping to spread the word of a tablet lending program that they're offering to seniors, which helps them keep in touch with their families. Aging and Adult Services Director Paul Leggett says the elderly still need to be visited, just in a different way.
One of the concerns that we always have at Aging and Adult Services is around social isolation. We know many older adults are lonely, regardless of a pandemic.
He says they've also started a virtual senior center's activities for people who can't go to a facility. San Pete County says a printing snafu is why thousands of ballots went out without a place to sign them. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
County Clerk Sandy Neal says she didn't know a signature line was left off the ballots until she started getting lots of calls.
We found it was a mistake. We called the company that mailed our ballots. They called the company that they have print them, and they said, yeah, we goofed.
Neal says around 14,000 ballots went out that way. She says the printing company is now going to send a postcard explaining where to sign.
They can sign that if they went ahead and mailed their ballots in without signing, or it pretty much explains where to find the place to sign it on the flap.
Neal says they'll also contact anyone whose ballots they get without a signature. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky, emergency traffic?
It is emergency traffic, and it may have started with a bag of potatoes on the road. Nevertheless, we have heavy delays. Southbound I-15 between 3300 and 90th South. Now a crash in the mix prior to 45th South, blocking the HOV lane of traffic. For Davis County drivers, northbound I-15, heavy and slow as you're leaving Farmington all the way up to Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06, and back to Todd Fuchs.
People are getting upset online after a young woman said she's being evicted from her Orem apartment for a mental health issue. The woman, who wants to remain anonymous, says she got a notice from her landlord after telling her roommates about some suicidal thoughts she was having.
On one hand, you have everyone telling you that you need to open up about it and you need to talk about it because you can't hold it in. And then I have my apartment telling me that if I come out about it, that I won't have somewhere to live.
The Ventana Apartments has not returned our calls for comment. BYU, who was incorrectly the target of some hate posts, has confirmed that this is not one of their approved student housing units. A Las Vegas man indicted in Utah for reportedly trafficking guns that have been used in crimes all over the western U.S. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the details.
Federal prosecutors say Gregory Nelson spent at least $176,000 to buy guns illegally, even though he wasn't the real buyer. Prosecutors say he lied to firearms dealers when he signed the ATF form saying that he was. And as of October 9th, 19 of the weapons Nelson reportedly bought had been found in California, used during several crimes. Investigators say one of those guns was used in a double homicide.
Investigators say Nelson bought over 280 guns this year. More than 170 of them were bought in between July and August. A New York woman is prepared to plead guilty to falsely reporting that a black man threatened her in Central Park. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Amy Cooper called 911 twice on Christian Cooper during a May encounter in Central Park, where she had been walking her dog and he had been watching the birds. At first, she said an African-American man was threatening her. She called back later to say he tried to assault her. Prosecutors said it was racially offensive and meant to intimidate, and they charged her with a misdemeanor count of making a false report. Amy Cooper signaled her intent to plead guilty and participate in an education program. Christian Cooper said his focus is on addressing systemic racism. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
KSL News Time is 5:08. It's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. It's brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
Well, this made me nostalgic. First story I ever covered as a reporter 40 years ago. A local guy won the Nobel Prize for Physics. The news director says, go cover his news conference. And I'm like, sure enough, boss.
So, Cub reporter Jeff, I go to the event. First question for Princeton professor Val Fitch. Cub reporter Jeff asks, "How'd you find out that you won?" He says, "I got a phone call at 4 o'clock in the morning, and that's why I'm feeling nostalgic today. Other day, they awarded the 2020 Nobel Prize for Economics. Stanford professor Paul Milgram would have gotten that call, but the Nobel Committee in Sweden didn't have his phone number. So his neighbor, who shared the prize, rang his doorbell at 2:15 a.m. with the news. And this was all caught on the winner's doorbell camera. Listen.
Paul, it's Bob Wilson.
Yeah.
You've won the Nobel Prize. And so they're trying to reach you, but they cannot. They don't seem to have a number for you.
We gave them your cell phone number.
Yeah, I have. Wow.
Same exact reaction as the guy 40 years ago. A monotonic, wow. These geniuses are all the same. By the way, the discovery 40 years ago was something we take for granted today. Through a billion chalkboard scribblings straight out of a mad scientist movie, Val Fitch proved the universe is out of whack mathematically. It's unbalanced. And prize-winning scientists need their equations, but come on, the universe is out of whack? 2020 proves it to us every single day.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Southbounders on I-15, well, we thought it was an accident. It was actually a stalled vehicle southbound I-15 prior to 4500 South. And it had been blocking the HOV lane of traffic. Still may see the remainder of it there, but it's all part of the slow and go and stop and go delays waiting for you between 3300 to 90th South. It's a very rough commute tonight for southbounders. Northbound I-15, spots of heavy and slow traffic scattered from 114th South to the South Interchange. Now, the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are in great shape, but we do have a surface street crash in South Salt Lake, 3300 South at 3rd West. Michelle?
Well, we're seeing these delays. This is on Bangor Highway. Worst of it's going to be as you're going through the construction in Taylorsville, 5400 to 6200 South, then a little more in South Jordan and Riverton. For drivers in Utah County, I-15 looking good, as well as Redwood Road. Seeing some slowdowns, though, on Highway 6 as you're headed towards Spanish Fork Canyon. Steve?
I-15 northbound running steady and smooth right now, leaving downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County. Scattered delays, Kaysville to Roy. Northbound Highway 89 slowing down through the construction in Fruit Heights. Also at South Weaver Drive up to the I-84 ramps. Still have a crash in Ogden. This is on northbound Harrison Boulevard at 28th Street on the right shoulder. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Their technicians have helped over 60,000 Utah homeowners last year. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson, KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's Kevin with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report. An hour-by-hour description as we head toward Thursday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, mostly sunny skies, temperatures, how about low 60s along the Wasatch Front? We'll stay there for 6 o'clock and then drop into the upper 50s for 7, mid-50s for 8, and low 50s for 9. Ultimate lows will be in the low 40s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We've slipped to 65 degrees. Sunset comes tonight at 6:47 p.m. KSL News Time 5:12, and we go in-depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, a bronze statue of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be unveiled in Brooklyn, New York during Women's History Month next year. Now, Ginsburg, who died last month at the age of 87, was born in Brooklyn in 1933. She was raised in the borough. The statue will be placed in front of City Point, a residential commercial area in downtown Brooklyn. The reveal will be on March 15th, 2021, to honor both Women's History Month and her birthday. The statue's artists, Gilly and Mark, installed 10 statues of notable women in New York City last year, increasing the city's representation of women in public sculpture from 3 to 10%. Now, the artists say, with the two steps on its large base representing the Supreme Court and the climb she made to get there, the work is designed to provide the public with an opportunity to stand at her side and gain inspiration from her journey fighting for equal rights.
Thanks, Maria. KSL News Time 5:13. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, pineapple lovers. We have something you might want to try. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffemeyer is live. Kira, what is this?
Jeff Del Monte is making pink pineapples. They're calling them pink glow pineapples. They have a natural pigment to them, similar to what you might see in tomatoes or watermelon. That's what makes it pink. Basically, they're supposed to be juicier and sweeter than your regular pineapple. The The company says it takes 2 years to grow and harvest the pineapples in Costa Rica. Because they're so special, each pineapple is going to set you back about $49.
What?
Yeah. You can buy them online and you're going to receive a certificate of authenticity along with that fruit. I'm really tempted to try them, but I don't really want to pay $49, Jeff.
No, not $49. Thanks, Kira. Trending right now, the team that cheated their way to a World Series championship is one game away from elimination. And even worse or better, Houston Astros superstar second baseman Jose Altuve has a case of the yips. He's forgotten how to throw a baseball.
Lau pulls one into that shift. Throw to second and a bad throw. Altuve throws it into left field.
Yeah, bounces in the dirt whenever he tries to throw somebody out. Three throwing errors, and a lot of baseball fans are calling this poetic justice. Game four against the Rays starts in about 90 minutes. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a young woman's eviction notice from an Orem apartment complex is going viral online, and it's getting people very upset. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, 1,144 more COVID cases today, and five more Utahns have died. The hospital population has grown again. 259 coronavirus patients are now in Utah hospitals. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Well, that is definitely southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, where it is just really bogged down this afternoon, southbound between 3300 and 90th South. But you also have delays northbound I-15 in Davis County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little dip in temperatures with a passing storm system. I'm Kevin Eubank.
65 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. We learned today that more people have tested positive for COVID-19, including some high-profile people. Among them, Nick Saban, the head football coach at the University of Alabama.
The 68-year-old told the team he tested positive during a Zoom call. He released a statement saying, in part, I found out earlier this afternoon that I tested positive for COVID-19. I immediately left work and isolated at home at this time. I do not have any symptoms relative to COVID. Alabama's athletic director also testing positive.
ABC's Sam Ryan, the virus also putting Saturday's rivalry game between the University of Florida and Louisiana State University on hold after a number of Florida players tested positive. The school's athletic director, Scott Strickland.
This is not the first postponement. Our soccer team has had a postponement. Well, I'm sure we'll have other postponements, and, you know, we'll manage it and we'll move on. And the important thing is, can we continue to engage our athletes on campus and give them the opportunity to compete?
But it isn't just in the sports world. We also learned today that another member of the first family has tested positive, President Trump's son, Barron.
Barron's fine, and Amy is doing a fantastic job. We're heading out to Iowa, and we have a big rally, a lot of people.
And the president heading to a rally, which is just about to get underway in Des Moines, Iowa. Democratic nominee Joe Biden holding virtual campaign events from his home in Delaware. A second day of Senate Judiciary Committee questions for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett has come to a close. Chair Lindsey Graham says she deserves a unanimous vote.
With Amy Barrett, the best is yet to come. So, in another time, in another place, you would get everybody's vote. It's not about you. It's about us. Somehow we have lost our way.
Republicans do have enough votes to confirm. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. For months now, pharmaceutical companies have been testing their coronavirus vaccines, but they've yet to test kids or teenagers. ABC's Alex Stone joined me earlier today with more about this. Alex, things are apparently going to change.
Yeah, they definitely are, Jeff. And this comes the same week that we heard from Johnson & Johnson that they were having to put their trial on hold because one of the participants ended up having an unexplained illness, Eli Lilly, and their antibody trial that they were doing, that their monoclonal antibodies, they had to put it on pause. AstraZeneca last month and still paused in the U.S. But Pfizer and Moderna, they are still moving forward. And Pfizer's saying now they have the approval to begin enrolling children in its trial. That is a good sign. That means that it appeared to work in adults, that there were no adverse side effects, and now they move into a more vulnerable population. And the man that's going to be running it, Dr. Robert Frank, is at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and
He says already, this is what he told us today, that they've got a lot of interested families saying, yep, sign us up.
We put out an ad yesterday, and we had 90 families that contacted us in a day to say that they would be interested in participating. And this would be from, we were collecting just a database from 12 to 17.
Yeah, so he says this is natural. You begin the trial with adults. You work your way down. They plan to begin 16 to 17-year-olds this week, eventually down to 12-year-olds. And, you know, Jeff, if you're wondering why children, a lot of people have been asking him that. He says, look, contrary to some claims, children have gotten sick. They can spread the virus. About 100 have died. And he says they, too, are going to need to be vaccinated. So they've got to make sure that that vaccine works in children as well.
But, Alex, my question is, how do they find parents willing to, well, turn their kids into guinea pigs?
Yeah, it appears that they're not going to have any problem with that, being that, you know, already in one day since they put it out there, 90 families, 90 parents have said, we will do it, that our children will get injected with this, that it seems like there are enough people, even just in the Cincinnati area where they're going to be running this, let alone nationwide, where they want to be the leaders on this and say, hey, if it looks like it's going to work, if the doctors believe that it works and it's safe, they want to try it out.
Well, let's hope. There's ABC's Alex Stone. We have emergency traffic. It's a mess. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky, tell them about it.
Well, we're not seeing any improvement, but yet we're not seeing anything that's really keeping this clogged up, but delays continue. Southbound I-15, and they're solid between 3300 and 90th South, and now it's affecting I-215 South Belt. If you're traveling eastbound on the South Belt, you're going to see slowdowns starting just after Redwood Road, trying to transition to southbound I-15. Northbound I-15 filling in and slowing down. That's between 114th South up to Midvale, and just a spot of heavy and slow traffic westbound on the 21st South Freeway approaching I-215's West Belt. Michelle?
Well, we're busy in spots on Bankator Highway. This is going from the 201 freeway into Riverton. The worst of it, again, is through the construction in Taylorsville. For drivers in Utah County, seeing good speeds overall on I-15, just a little slow as you're going from Pleasant Grove Boulevard into Linden. Also still seeing some delays. This is on US 6 as you're going through, headed toward Spanish Fork Canyon. Steve?
No change, really. Headed north, northbound 15 from downtown, a smooth drive from the downtown Salt Lake ramps into Davis County. Scattered delays remain there from Davis County drivers Kaysville to Roy. Northbound 89 still slow in Fruit Heights and at South Weaver Drive up to the I-84 ramps. And we still have that crash in Ogden on northbound Harrison Boulevard at 28th Street. Sitting on the right shoulder. Back to school or work? It's time to get back to health, Utah. Improve your health with a free Back to Health screening at Prime Meridian Medical Clinic. Visit backtohealthutah.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and here's the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a nice day. The sun's popped out this afternoon. Tonight, though, it'll be cool. Lows will be in the upper 30s and low 40s. Highs will be in the low 60s on Thursday. Back to the mid-60s with sunshine Friday. 70 mostly sunny on Saturday. A few thicker clouds move through on Sunday, and then temperatures generally stay in the mid to upper 60s next week with mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
65 degrees. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:22.
Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Despite the negative effects of COVID-19, Loveland Living Planet Aquarium has been able to retain all their employees and reopen with safety measures in place. Founder and CEO Brent Anderson is here to share more.
The aquarium closed for 2 months during the spring to do our part to minimize the spread of COVID. In such a crisis, we felt it was important to weather the storm together with our team intact. When we reopened, we took many steps to mitigate risk, including time ticketing to limit capacity, physical distancing reminders, and following all health guidelines. Although it will take time to recover financially, our team is together, we are optimistic for the future, and we will continue to serve our mission to inspire people to explore, discover, and learn about Earth's diverse ecosystems. Our new Science Learning Campus will provide even more opportunities for learning, with nearly 2 more acres of space to explore interactive science exhibits, playgrounds, and ECO, that huge futuristic vessel that we can use to explore our planet. We have a talented and dedicated team who will help lead us forward with resilience and positivity, and we are very grateful for the support of the community, our sponsors and donors, who have helped us get through this challenging time.
Loveland Living Planet Aquarium is planning more events this fall. Details are available on their website. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we're booked solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, all my great friends at Burt Brothers right now, they're calling it the Get a Grip This Winter Sale, which is underway. And let me explain what exactly that is. As we change seasons now, we know it's just a matter of weeks before we have that first snowfall, and you want to make sure you do have a great grip on the road. This is an exclusive offer from Burt Brothers Tire and Service. How about a $70 rebate with the purchase of 4 Bridgestone Blizzak tires? And if you use your Burt Brothers credit card, they'll make that a $100 rebate. And it doesn't matter, front wheel, all wheel, four wheel, you'll get the traction from your tires that you need, and that will make all the difference this winter season. You can experience the Burt Brothers difference today and get in control of your winter driving. Go to burtbrothers.com, find other great offers, and find the location near you. That's Burt Brothers, where they do indeed simply do it better.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Walmart is chopping up Black Friday into 3 separate pieces. They'll run through the month of November. Sales will start on November 4th and November 11th, and then again another sale on November 27th. KSL Drives BMW says it's making Sirius XM radio standard in all models starting next year. Burger King is having a rough time through the pandemic. The chain reported a 7% drop in sales last quarter. Its parent company expects another drop this quarter. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 165 points. The market closed at 28,514. The S&P 500 lost 23 points. The NASDAQ dropped 95. KSL News Time, 526.
A stranger with a gun came upon 2 teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.